Psalm 63, beginning at verse 1, page 579. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water. I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Amen. And we end our reading there. This morning we're taking our last look at fasting before we actually fast on Saturday. And over the last number of weeks we thought about the place of fasting in Christian worship and how people have fasted throughout history and indeed how God has used fasting in order to change history. We discovered that even in small places like Monadig, God can use us to change the world. And that all sounds great on paper. And whenever we hear about all the potential we have as Christians and as a church, hopefully we are filled with enthusiasm and with a new vigor and desire to actually get out there and to make a difference. And last week we talked about the potential change we can bring about, the difference we can make when we start to live as God intended. And we thought in terms of justice and relief that we can bring to a hurting world. But of course, as always, there's always a bit of a problem. Because in all truth, what really changes? Especially when the numbers of people who are seeking that change are small. You know, even great crowds can do very little. When over 750,000 people marched on Westminster protesting about the possibility that the UK would go to war in Iraq, Parliament still gave its approval. And we can look back over history and know what happened there and how we're still paying the price for that. Student protests against the introduction of higher tuition fees didn't stop the coalition government from introducing them. Years of protesting here in Northern Ireland against the Troubles did little to abate the spiral of killing. And so does this mean that we can do very little but accept the world we live in? Or does it mean that we're looking for the wrong type of change in the wrong places? Well, this morning I would argue that we're looking for the wrong change in the wrong places. So often whenever we try, and to be honest, fail to change the world, it's precisely because we are trying to change the world. We're trying to change circumstances and situations. We're trying to shift opinion and thinking. And this is the problem. We're trying to do it all. We can't manage it, nor can we bear the responsibility. Psalm 63 teaches us that our desire ought not to be, first and foremost, that this world would change. But rather, our desire ought to be for God in order that he would change the world. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Verse 1. This morning's theme is about our desire for God. How much do we want God? You see, I'm not sure how much we have grasped just how much we ought to be seeking God, desiring him and wanting him. And I include myself in this. I don't think we've actually understood what it means to hanker after God, to long for God. The psalmist said that he sought God, that he thirsted for God in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I'm sure we've all seen the films where, you know, our hero was lost in the desert or the wilderness and has no water, and such is his thirst, he imagines an oasis. He longs for water. Folks, do we long for God? One of the reasons I wonder if we long for God is that I don't think we actually desire the change that we've been talking about enough. While we may well look at the news and be moved by the most recent humanitarian disaster, and indeed, we might well stop and pray or even give money, how quickly do we forget and move on? Or whenever we're told of someone who could do with our prayers, how often do we pray? And if we do pray, is it a day of prayer? Is it a week of prayer or a month of prayer? If we pray at all, surely is it not typically a quick prayer? Do we really want our world to change? Do we really desire it? Because surely the only way we can see change is whenever we turn to God. Whenever we begin to seek him, to search him out and to lay everything before him, and not actually to leave his presence until this world is a better place. Whenever we fast, we not only become weak from hunger, but we realize how weak we are, full stop. Fasting helps us to rediscover our need for God. It helps us in our desire for God. We set aside other distractions of this life. And while we might not thirst for God, because as I said earlier, we will be allowed to drink, but we will certainly hunger for God in a place without any food. Do we desire God? And something quite incredible happens whenever we begin to seek God. Because he makes himself available in order that we can be found. In verse 2 we read, I have seen you in your sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. You see, God doesn't send us on a wild goose chase. He doesn't hold out the possibility of something only to snatch it away from us again. Whenever Robin and I met Mo Salah earlier in the year, we spent the whole day waiting to see him. We visited Anfield, we went to Melwood, Liverpool's training ground, and whenever we met Mo Salah, when he finally came out, it was a fleeting moment. Just enough time for a few photos and a quick hello and Robin to get a shirt signed. And then he was away. God isn't like that. Whenever we search for him, we find him. And it's not just a quick glance, but we see him in all of his power and his glory. We see the fullness of God. Nothing is held back. And folks, this is why we should be desiring God. We should hunger and thirst for God, because what we find there is unlike anything else. Whenever we met Mo Salah, we met the public face of Mo Salah. But whenever we meet God, we meet the real thing. We see God in all of his fullness and his power and his glory. And so we realize just how much change he can bring about in our world. It's about our desire. Do we really desire God? And what does God's power look like? Is it, to quote the rock band Queen, is it all about thunder and lightning, very, very frightening? Is God's power about forcing people into doing his will? Is it a display of military might like we have never seen before? No. The Apostle John told us we have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The glory and power of God is seen in Jesus Christ, who did not conquer this world with swords and shields, but washed disciples' feet, fed the hungry, healed the sick, and died on the cross. In our desire to change the world, have we forgotten Jesus? You see, whenever I look at the life of the church today, I see a church trying to change the world through argument and protest. Something happens that we don't like, and we get out there and we make our voices heard. We're brilliant at waving placards and shouting, but we're not so good at seeking God through humble, loving service as Jesus did. The change that we long for will never come about through protest. The change we long for only comes about whenever God changes hearts through Jesus Christ. We read from Ezra this morning, and as we said, the book of Ezra is the story of how God moved in the hearts of not just one, but three different kings to bring about the change that was needed in order to allow Judah to return to Jerusalem. Today, we will only see the changes that we desire when we humble ourselves before God and first and foremost see our lives changed, and then the lives of those around us. Because change only comes through the power of the cross. And on Saturday, we'll have the opportunity to once again come before the cross. We'll be asking for our lives to be changed by Jesus. But today we already have the same opportunity. What is our desire? Are we fed up with life as it is now? Do we long for something else, something better, a fairer world, a changed world? How much do we really desire this? Is it enough to come before the cross? psalmist said, my soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Do we cling to Jesus? What is the result of our search for God? Well, the final verses of Psalm 63 speak of a victorious God, enemies defeated, the king rejoicing in God. And so we too should remember the victory of the cross, the power of the resurrection, and the certainty of Christ's return. Our desire for God, our thirst and our hunger for God is only increased when we know he will return to this world. And so this world will become a perfectly just place under his rule. But the question is, do we long for this? Do we seek after hunger and thirst in order that we would see God in all of his might and his glory? In order that our lives and so our world would be changed. Let's pray together. Father God, this morning we ask that you would teach us what it is to earnestly seek you, to thirst for you, to long for you as though in that dry and parched land. Open our eyes once more to you enthroned in your sanctuary and to be able to see and understand your power and your glory. And so, Lord, that we would know that your love of us and our love of you is better than life. And we are filled with praise and worship, and we lift up your name. And it is in that praise and worship that we are satisfied beyond measure. Lord, never let us forget who you are, who we worship, what you have done, what you will do. And so, Lord, enable us to cling to you because you are our hope and our everything. You are our victory. You are the change we long for and desire. And this we pray in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen.